Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a real-life medium? Then this is the podcast for you. In this show, you'll learn how to open your heart to spirit, hear adventures I've experienced as an award-winning psychic medium and teacher. Plus, I'm going to give you some psychic information and insight into what the future holds for our increasingly crazy world. Tune in every Friday and get ready to connect to the other side. I'm Jen, and I'll be your guide starting right now. All right, let's do this. Hopefully it sounds okay. Welcome back to the Singing Medium Podcast. I'm your host, Jen Abra. Thank you so much for being here. And this episode is about Trump. Sorry, that sounds gloaty. Okay, so I want to talk about the predictions that I've had for the past 3 years. And this is amazing. I know some of you don't agree with this. I guess if you're listening to my podcast, you might be in agreement with this. And you get it. You know what this means. Now that he's going to be president. Now, there's a dot, dot, dot there. So I'll get into that soon. But if you haven't heard my past predictions, or you haven't been listening to the podcast or watching me on Instagram stories and my reels and my TikToks, here's what happened. I had a prediction that Trump was going to win. Now, we can get into this, and there's a whole drama involved in this, okay? Of course, anything you post with politics, but the very first video I posted on TikTok was spirit-led. Spirit's like, go and tell them this, and I'm like, oh my God, that's a big risk. That's too scary. It has 3.2 million views. It started a whole thing. It got my Instagram going. It was, like, wonderful. It was really, really great. And so the whole journey of this and people who came and attacked me, I have real astrologer Lori on TikTok coming at me. I don't know what she's saying about me right now, but I know she's hiding because she predicted Kamala, but she's an astrologer, so there's a difference there. And did you guys notice, if you're on TikTok, did you notice how many people predicted, astrologers said that Kamala was going to win? So I don't want to say, I want to get away from the astrology thing because it's a whole other world than psychic work, but let's talk about the psychic thing here. So, if you see any psychics had predicted Kamala, I want to explain that to you. Now, I'm not going to be bashing them and say you shouldn't work with... Well, okay, here's the thing about psychic work. So, psychic work, if someone said that Kamala was going to win, that's not psychic information. And here's why. Psychic information is true. Psychic information is tapped into a future timeline. Psychic information is neutral. It is not based upon opinions, biases, and a true psychic will understand the difference between pure psychic information from God, spirit, whatever, and their own when they have placed upon themselves or their work or their quote-unquote predictions as being truth or labeling it as psychic information. So if they said Kamala, they're wrong. It wasn't psychic information. That's the first thing, okay? Now, because I got twice from the higher consciousness, so psychic information is received to the individual who understands the workings of psychic information. They understand it on a very deep level, like myself. And so it comes down, kind of like it comes down to you from above, or it comes in a way that's not logical, obviously. So psychic is not logical. If someone receives psychic, like, obviously that's a great example of Trump. That was not logical, right? For me to say, hey guys, I got a prediction that God spirit told me that Trump is going to win, right? And then that came in neutrally. It wasn't like me personally, oh yeah, I'm so glad that Trump won. Woohoo, that's what Jen wants. That's not it. I never, like, before this, I was never on a Trump bandwagon. My kid was, but I was like, whatever, I don't care. Like, who cares? I don't know. I guess he's a bad guy. I don't know. And then obviously from watching what was going on from the whole journey of his from, you know, the whole election to the end, it was like, wow, this is God, divine, orchestrated. I know a lot of you do not agree with me, but I'm telling you this is, if you can see it from this higher perspective, holy moly. Wow, this is great. And I will be honest and I will be complete transparent with you. I stayed up super late the night of the election because I was really hoping that I was right. Like, That sounds horrible. Well, if you didn't know, then okay, you're a human being. You have doubts sometimes, right? Especially when you go on social media, everyone's telling you that you're wrong and you're an idiot and we're coming after you. We're going to come to your page and laugh at you, ha ha, after when you're wrong. And then real astrologer Lori's like making a whole TikTok about me, how, wow, you're an idiot and you don't know anything about anything. And I'm like, where's real astrologer Lori now with their prediction? Again, to be fair. To be fair, it's not very Christian. No, I'm not Christian. It's not very spiritual of me to say this, but you gotta let your human freak flag fly sometimes, right? You have emotions and triggers and anger, and at least I own my triggers, and I say, you know what? You really triggered me, so I'm gonna say something about it. I'm not gonna let you like walk all over me. And, so going back to psychic information, again, neutral. There's no emotion, there's no bias, there's no opinion, and it has to come from a higher source. Okay, so if all these psychics are predicting that Kamala's going to win, where'd they get their information from? Like, I want you to ask. Like, if you've had any psychic training, you understand what I'm talking about. Or if you're psychic yourself, or if you are professional, or if you also predicted Trump, but I want you to go back and think about how did you get that? Did you have a feeling that he was going to win? Did you have a knowing he was going to win? Did you hear conversation or did you have conversations with people or heard people talking? You're like, yeah, I think if you say, I think he's going to win, if a psychic says, I think he's going to win, that's not psychic. So psychic is not thinking. Psychic information is 100% not thinking. Okay. Psychic information is like a current. It's like a vibration or a frequency that comes that you have to catch it. And sometimes it's pretty subtle and sometimes it's really loud. But you have to learn how to understand what is psychic and what is a thought. That's part of the training, right? You have to learn, am I thinking this? I always know when my students are thinking about something because their eyebrows go kind of scrunchy and they make a face on my Zoom screen. I'm like, that's, you're not being psychic. You're not tapped in. So you have to tap in. You have to tune in. And people who predicted that Kamala's going to win were not tapped in. Because if they were truly tapped in, they would have known or seen or heard or had visions or astral traveled and noticed that, okay, Trump's going to win, but they wouldn't have had any emotion attached to it. There wouldn't have been any bias to it. There wouldn't have been any opinions or feelings or what they wanted attached to it. That's the thing. You got to keep it separate. You got to keep it separated. And if you don't understand how psychic information works, you shouldn't be putting yourself out there. Right? Like, I'll be completely honest, this could have gone really bad for me if it had gone the other way. But because I trusted, I was told 2 times, you guys. Okay, I'm gonna go back to my psychic blog that was very popular from 2020 to about 2022, which when I stopped writing it. And I'm gonna go back through all of the posts there and I'm gonna tell you all the times I predicted Trump was going to win. Or anytime I got information to me, I received information about Donald Trump over the last 3 years. And there's little, and I go back over them like, oh, there was some clues in there. There was clues, but I didn't put it together, right? So that's going to be fun to tell you about that. But so it's not, also, here's the thing too. You can't predict something the week before something's going to happen. That's also not psychic information because you have all the information. You have media coverage, you have articles, you have video, you have things that you know going on in the world about what the candidates, you can't, that's not psychic either. I'm sorry. It's not psychic information. It's like pattern recognition. So you recognized a pattern. Well, everyone's talking about this, so it must be true. Not psychic. 100% not psychic information. I guarantee you, if it's not coming from the high intelligence, from source, from the universe, it's not coming from above you, and you're not receiving it, and it's not neutral, and there's no emotion in it, it's not psychic. Or, sorry, if there is emotion in it, it's not psychic. Okay? I really want to stress that point, and if you're listening and you're not really understanding what I'm saying, it's okay. Just know that I know what I'm talking about, and I know I've had so much training, and I teach this, and I am a psychic myself, obviously, and I put myself out there, and I took a risk, and Trump won. Now, here's a funny like Jen story. So, I stayed up late. I stayed up till I couldn't sleep that night. I was buzzing. I tried to sleep. I'm like, I'm just buzzing. I need to go watch the TV. So I go downstairs and I make my tea and I'm whatever, and I'm going from my phone to the TV, and I was like, oh man. And he was like way ahead, and I was like, okay, it's looking good, it's looking good. And then all of a sudden she started climbing up. I'm like, oh my God, I can't handle this, this is too stressful. And so I decided to go sleep downstairs, and I heard ahead of my voice I heard ahead of my voice I heard a voice in my head said, Jen, relax, he's gonna win. I was like, okay, I'm gonna go to bed. So I woke up 7 a.m. the next day. And I go on my phone and I go to Instagram. I don't see anything. I was like, what? I need to know what happened. I'm shaking. I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be really bad for America if this doesn't happen. And it's going to be really bad for my career. And so I go on Instagram. I couldn't find anything. So I had to Google on the news. And I was like, Trump has won. I was like, oh, thank God. Like, I can't even tell you like the energy that came over me. And I was so excited and happy and joyful and celebrating. And Chad was at work. So I'm like, FaceTime me, FaceTime me. He's like, okay, I'm on the truck, but okay. He's a firefighter. I'm on the truck. Okay. And I'm like, just FaceTime me. And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like kicking my foot in the air, like a fake karate move. And he's like, what? I'm like, I did it. I did it. I was right. I knew those ladies were wrong about me. I knew that I had it right. I knew the information was correct. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. Even though I doubted myself because of outside sources. The environment outside of me was making me doubt myself, and that was really pissing me off because it was making me doubt my gift. Like, it was making me doubt so much, and I'm like, why am I not trusting myself? Why am I not trusting this information? Because the outside sources were coming at me and telling me, no, you're wrong. And then I get on TikTok, and every single psychic and every single astrologer is like, Kamala's gonna win. I'm like, oh shit, I'm screwed. Like, why did I put myself out there? Why did you do that? And so I had moments of elation. I was like, oh my God, I'm so happy. And I was like, I almost started crying. Like, I was just so happy for everyone. Like, I'm just like, this is the best. I knew this was the best thing for America. Plus, I'm Canadian. So why do I care, Jen? Why do people care? Like, Chad's like, why do people care who non-American? Like, why does this person care? I'm like, it's important because this is going to set the stage for Canada. So it's going to superimpose itself, or it's going to come in, the energy is going to come over to our side, and it's going to be similar, not as strong, but it's going to be similar energy to what just happened in America. Okay. All the changes that he's making. Okay, let me ask you a question. Okay, I'm going to be real here. So if this is a trigger to you, stop listening. Just turn the podcast off right now. I think there's misinformation there, or people are not realizing what would have happened if Kamala had gotten power, you guys. I don't think you understand. We got a new timeline. The old timeline would have been horrible. You guys, so I don't even know how to say this without getting upset and making people upset with me. But basically, Kamala is communism. She's a communist. She's a Marxist. She was raised to do the bidding of the elites or the higher ups or whoever. And there would have been like, it would have been a dark time for the country. It would have been a very dark time. Like, no one would have found out about the Diddy list. No one would have found out about Epstein Island. They're going to find out. You guys are going to find out who's on the list. You wouldn't be revealed about the children who have been trafficked for years and years and years for the Hollywood pedophiles to do their bidding would never have been saved. This is being uncovered. He is a light worker, and I said that. I said that in my blog. I don't know which one it is, but I said that. I said that Donald J. Trump was a light worker, and people laughed at me. I'm telling you, he's I'm gonna uncover everything. Do you not want to save the children? Do you want the immigrants to take over the country and do their dirty work for them? No. So as soon as Trump got in, those things started to unravel and be revealed and start to change. And Robert Kennedy is like, we're going to take the fluoride out of the water. I'm like, can you take my fluoride out, please? We're going to stop the chemtrails. We're going to stop spraying everybody. We're going to save all the children who've been trafficked. All the Hollywood is getting arrested. They're going to stop with the child trafficking, with the horrible, horrible things that they do. You guys don't even know what they do. They're going to stop the Satanists. They're going to stop the baby eating. They're going to maybe put Taylor Swift in jail. I don't know. I hope so. You know, all these people who are doing horrible, unspeakable things to the children. This would have continued if Kamala had stayed in, if she had won. I'm not making this up. I don't care. If you don't believe me, go to listen to the Roseanne Barr podcast. She embodies everything that I have all known for years, and I just didn't say out loud. She don't give a shit. She don't give, you know, Roseanne Barr. She don't give a shit. Go listen to her. They called her crazy too. They called her conspiracy theorist. They told her she was nuts. They ruined her career. They got kicked her out of Hollywood. She's like, thank God they did that. Like, she knows too much. She knows, like, okay, here's what she told me on the what she told me. Just kidding. What I heard her say in the podcast. So these elites and the Illuminati or whatever this Hollywood group is with the government and higher ups, but they do these horrible, unspeakable things to children that would have continued if Trump hadn't got in, if Kamala had got in, okay? She said that they put spells on people. They do black magic and they do spells on people, which they do it through their music. They do it through trance, making you trance out in a movie. They put it in your subconscious. And she said to, there's a rule in the Satanist church or the beliefs of the Satanists, which they all are. They have to worship the devil in order for them to be famous. She said, if the rule is in the Satanist religion or whatever, and what they believe is if the recipient who is being attacked and they're sending black magic to someone, if the person says, I do not consent or we do not consent, it doesn't work and it stops. They can't do it to us. So the whole day yesterday, I'm driving in the car listening to Roseanne, and I'm like, I do not consent. I do not consent. I do not consent. We do not consent. And I kept saying it over and over. And I actually felt more powerful when I said it. I'm like, because I've had, as you guys know, I've had many psychic attacks done to me. I've had black magic done on me with the mushroom ceremony that got me all cuckoo in the head. And I almost killed myself and killed someone else. Like, go listen to that episode, the mushroom trip. I've had it all done to me. And I wish I had known back then that if I just said, I do not consent, none of this would have happened. Right? So it's like the American people stood up and said, we do not consent. And the black magic spell had to break. It had to break. It's like imagine sprinkling fairy dust everywhere and everyone just sort of wakes up from their deep sleep. Now, just a preface here. I'm not saying that if you voted for Kamala or you like Kamala and you're like really upset Donald Trump was, that you're not awake. I'm not saying that. But it's like, you don't know everything. You don't have all the information. Like, I know the information because I did my research and it didn't feel right. My gut, my gift, which you all have inside of you, my radar, it didn't feel right. It felt horrible what she was doing. I'm like, how? And then you get frustrated as a human. How do you not see through this horrible lie? These evil, 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 evil people would have been in power and it would have been the darkest times. But Trump came in and his light, I told you he's a light worker. Here, I'm going to go back to my post. So I had a blog. I have a blog still up there. It's called Elevate Her Soul Blog. You can go see that. So where Trump will get back on his feet in politics. Now, what is that from? Let me see. That is from 2021-09-15 at 6:11 p.m. on the blog. It said Trump. So here the date. 2021-09-15. So September 15, 2021 at 6:11 p.m., I published a blog and put it out there. My prediction was that Trump would get back on his feet in politics. So there's little droplets that I missed, like breadcrumbs. Okay, so then this one in October 2020, second. What did I say? All right. Let's see. See if I can find it. This is when I put all the things. The airports were going to be shut down. The cities were going to close. Canceled flights. Where's Trump? A big celebration is going to happen. Oh, where's the Illuminati exposed? I had that. I had a male royal will fall ill as well. Queen Elizabeth will die. In 2020, I had this. 2020. All right, let's see. The National Guard being called in. All these things that happen. I'm still scrolling down here to see where my Trump prediction is. And then if I shoot over to my notes on my phone, which I posted on Instagram in April 29, 2024 at 10:34 a.m., I wrote, Trump is going to be president. Okay, so April 2024. So that would be real psychic information because it wasn't anywhere near the election. If it's near the election, it's not. Then on September 30th, 2024, at 10:59 a.m., I put Trump will be exonerated. And I made a reel about that. Trump will be exonerated. And that is happening. Okay? So I didn't put together. Now, if you listen to the previous episode on the Singing Media podcast, what right before this one, go listen to it. Because I told you the story how I astral traveled to the Pentagon. And the red phone was ringing. And I saw the arrest list on the table, and Trump was on the arrest list. Okay, so that might not be finished yet. The red phone rang on the desk and I picked it up and they said, don't pick it up. And I picked it up anyway. And it said, Trump is going to be president. And I hung up the phone and then I got pushed into the Oval Office, and I saw the witch in there. There was witches, black magic. Okay, I'm telling you, I can't make this shit up. This, like, again, not logical, right? How is this logical for Jen to say she's going to astral travel? I didn't do it on purpose. I just went there. This is one of the gifts. This is what we are given. It's a God-given gift that each and every one of you has installed inside of you. You all have the installation of telepathy. The telepathy is soul communication. It's a technology that has been given to you when you came here, and your soul has installations. You install, like, you have astral travel in your soul. It's already installed in, like, a program. You have telepathy in your soul. It's installed in there. There's so many things we haven't even tapped into. Like, if you're just trying to get through your day, you're not definitely not tapped into the installations that you have running in your soul, that you have technology. You have, like, ancient technology inside of your soul. And if you could just freaking learn to tap into it. I don't know why you're not learning to tap into this. You could, if you have a boyfriend on the other side of the world, or your twin flame is on the other side of the world, and you're so sad because you can't talk to him or see him, or why are we not together? Well, it's probably a karmic relationship anyways. I won't get into that, but you could learn how to telepathically communicate with them. You talk to them in your head. This is all in your head. That's why people think it's crazy, because these psychic experiences happen in your head. They don't happen outside of you. They happen inside of you. That's the thing, too. If you're out of touch with yourself and you're outside of your body all the time, you won't be able to tap into your technology. So, lucky for me, I remembered my technology, and I decided I was going to work on it. I was going to remember how to use these amazing, amazing abilities that all I came with here. I came with these, and I'm going to freaking use them. You think I'm going to waste them? I don't think so. Right? So, that's just me, but for me as a human, and I go to my human self, I'm like, I don't understand why people are not doing this. Why are you guys not doing this? Why are you not training to be psychic? Why are you not understanding psychic information? Why are you not learning the difference between a thought and a psychic feeling, a psychic knowing, a psychic vision, right? These tools are amazing. Like, the amazing is not even the word that's going to help you in this new world that is Trump has brought in. It is a new world, and I know it's just America right now, but did you see? As soon as he gets in, he's like, we're gonna they want a ceasefire and stop the wars. Hello? How is that bad? I'm sorry. But he's a rapist. Hello? Yeah, that's horrible, but what Kamala did is way worse than that. Way, way, way worse than what Kamala has done. And what she was going to do is way fucking worse than what Trump did. Okay? You got it. Like, it's horrible, but I'm telling you, he's gonna stop the wars, which I got laughed at for this one. I did a TikTok and said there was gonna be world peace. God told me that there would be world peace, and then he told me that about a month ago. And I put it out there like I always do, because I guess I'm the only fucking one who has any balls to say anything. And if you're saying, hey, you have some balls and you're saying it too, good for you. High five, man. High five. I love you. Said there was gonna be world peace, and I got people laughing at me on TikTok. They're like, I turned the comments off. Like, okay. I'm like, if God told me, it's happening. If God told me there's world peace, there's fucking world peace coming. And as soon as Trump gets in, ceasefire. I want to call a ceasefire. What's his face? And Russia is like, Putin, yeah, let's be friends. China, let's be friends. Hello? How is this bad? I don't understand how this is bad. Now, I think I know what the problem is. I think the problem is you're still watching the media. I think you're still believing what the news is telling you. I think that's what the problem is. If you can detach yourself from the news, from the, I guess, the legacy media, if you can detach yourself from that and don't watch it anymore, and start going to your own news inside of you and your own feelings, and don't believe what everyone tells you, I think that's when the technology can be activated. I don't think your technology can be activated within you if you're still outside of you, relying on outside liars to tell you what is true when it's actually not true. They're being paid to say things. It's an agenda. It's an agenda. That's a funny word. Now, if you're like, well, what is she talking about? And you're like getting upset by this, it's because you're not ready to hear it. You might not be ready to hear it. I'm fucking ready to hear it. I'm ready to tell everybody, and I will shout from the mountaintops that this is what's going on, and everything that you've been told is a lie. Everything you've been told is a lie. You're being lied to every single freaking day. if you watch the news. If you watch Fox News, MSNBC, you have to start following people like Candace Owens. You have to start listening to Tucker Carlson. You have to start listening, stop listening to them. Stop listening to the liars. Did you see the coverage of the debate in ABC? How it was all rigged? No one gave Trump a chance and he still fucking won. The light always wins. And I'm sorry if you cannot see, but this is light. This is amazing. This is the best fucking thing that could happen for America. And I'm not even American. All right, so I'm going to leave it there. I think you guys are amazing. I appreciate you listening to me rant here and tell you the truth. I got to be a true speaker. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. I just got to tell the truth. And I feel like I've been doing it before, but I've not been doing it full ass. So here's my full ass truth. And this is going to be maybe one that upsets people. And you know what? I gotta not care. I got to trust that spirit wants me to put this information out. And it wants me, you guys, to know the truth. And I'm just a little podcast, but it's really important that this truth gets out. And those who are ready to hear it will hear it, and those that aren't will not, and that's just how it is, right? But there has been a new timeline coming in. It is the best thing that will happen. I promise you. I promise you it's the best thing. And Canada, hang tight. Our turn is next. All right. I'll see you guys all next time on the Singing Meaning Podcast. Keep speaking your truth. Don't let your throat chakras get all bunched up.